Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Folks, welcome back. Let's work a little more on this scrambler thing. I'm getting ready to run the New York City Marathon in the morning. I have to get up at 3 in the morning, but I wanted to just do a quick video tonight before I hit the sack. So I will not torture you again with my singing abilities. I know that the last video maybe didn't sound so great, but you could tell what note I was trying to hit anyway. That's the idea, you know. I'm not a great singer, but I do try to, you know what I'm doing, at least with the singing, at least know what note I'm trying to do, you know, and it's usually close enough so you could, you know, you can figure it out. But today will be something different. So I'm going to use a scrambler for two different things, I think. Let's do it as a voice leading exercise, and then let's do it as an improvisation exercise. So voice leading, let's just say, let me take a different section of this. Let's take it from, now the thing I'm talking about, the thing I'm looking at is this grid. This is attached to the video. It's a 12 by 12 grid, page 35 of Fundamentals of Guitar. It's just a randomized thing of pitches where each direction you go, you get 12 tones. So I'll start in the upper right corner on that E, and I'll go down E, C, D flat, D, B, A flat, and so on. And let's just do it voicing. I'm going to pick an E anywhere on the guitar. I'll start here. Nice low voicing. G flat, E, B, okay? That's an E in first inversion, okay? And then, you know, I could call it first inversion. I could say E over G flat. I don't know, or over G sharp, sorry. I don't know which is more. It's faster for me to say what note is on the bottom than just think of what inversion it is, because that's really the way I think about it. So maybe I'll say it like that. E over G sharp. And then I'm going to go to C. Well, the closest way to get to that, obviously, is the G sharp goes to G, and the B goes to C, and then the E remains in place. Right? Now, to go to D flat from C, you can just slide it up. Not that interesting. But I don't see really much choice, because if we go down, it gets pretty low. But we got another chromatic here. It's a D. Well, let's bring it down. Let's bring it down rather than continuing to slide it up to the first inversion with D over F sharp. Then we can go B over F sharp. Then what would we do to go to A flat? We want to keep that E flat in the middle. I'd play it in root position, right? So that from the F sharp of the B goes to the A flat, and the B goes to the C, right? And then to get to B flat, I guess we could just slide it up parallel, or we go down this way. I always prefer to do something besides parallel, if possible, even if it involves a little slight, technically worse voice leading it. It's more interesting sounding to me. To F, to G, we don't have any choice but to go here, and then to A. Oh, we can do that with an E in the bass. We can do A with an E in the bass. E flat, we're out of notes. We'll come here, and then G flat can come here. So that's all major chords. That would sound something like this. Thank you. know, but, you know, whatever. I could do it. I could do another version of that. Maybe just start with this E up here. E, C, D flat, D, B, A flat, B flat, F, G, A, E flat, G flat, you know, something like that. Or it could do an E up here. E, C, D flat, D, B, A flat, B flat, F, G, A, E flat, G flat, you know. Okay, let's say, what about, maybe let's make a minor. E minor, C minor, and so on. E minor, C minor, D flat minor, D minor, B minor, A flat minor, B flat minor, F minor, G minor, A minor, E flat minor, G flat minor. G flat minor. And sorry, I was just answering the door there. And then, I don't know, let's do it somewhere else. Let's say here, E minor, C minor, D flat minor, D minor, B minor, A flat minor, B flat minor, F minor, G minor, A minor, let's do it here. And then E flat minor and G flat minor. You know, so this is nice, just a little warm up, some voice leading. To make it more complicated, let's alternate major and minor. Let's say E major, E major to C minor. Let's alternate major and minor. Flat major to D minor, we're going to keep the F, right, to B major, F is going to go to F sharp, to A flat minor, keep the E flat in the bass, then we're going to go to B flat minor, sorry, B flat major, F minor, we'll keep that F in the top. Major to A minor, to E flat major. I guess I'd do it here. Let's do it the other way. E minor, C major, D flat minor. That's not good. So E minor, C major, D flat minor, I guess would be here, would be the best way. Or it could be here. No, that's better. Yeah, there we go. And then, or maybe here. B minor, A flat major. B flat minor could be here. F major could be here. G minor, I guess just like that. And then A major. A major is going to be better here. And then E flat minor maybe here. And G flat major. And so on, okay? Now that's kind of warm up voice leading. Oops, sorry, something turned on there by accident. That's a voice leading thing. Let me go to a different one now because we've been playing that one a lot. Well, that's all right. It doesn't matter that we've been playing it a lot because this is a different exercise. So now I'm going to play that. I'll play one of those voice leading things. I'll start here. And I'll go through it like this. And I'm going to lay down a track now, like a little loop. Thank you. And I just improvise over it. And maybe I'll do something where I try to stay in one position. You know what I'll do? I'll try to limit what I'm doing very strictly so that I can stay within the exercise realm and not just be kind of noodling around. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and stay in one position. I'm going to try and just use pentatonics, just use major pentatonics. Mostly around fifth position as much as possible, maybe occasionally going to fourth or sixth position, but basically in the middle of the neck there, playing pentatonic scales, you know. And then I say, oh, maybe I'll allow diatonics now. Let me turn this up a little bit just to make sure it's audible. Say, well, let me make each one Lydian, you know. I'm gonna try that Lydian. I'll play the pentatonic that's a whole step up from each one. So in the first one, E, I'll be thinking F sharp pentatonic, and it'll give each one a kind of a Lydian sound. Did I do that right? Hold on. Oh, that's right, yeah. Practicing, I just find it really fun and very getting very fast results. Another level to do this is to make loops that are really long that you don't remember, and then try to do it by ear. Maybe I'll do this video is long enough now, so I'm going to stop. But maybe I'll do one like that in an upcoming video. Let me know if these are interesting to you. I haven't got any comments yet on them. They're a little more abstract than like the jazz repertoire stuff, but these are things that have nothing to do with any particular style. They're just about musicianship and all that. And so I like to include in this audience for this thing not just jazz guitarists, which are probably the majority of people since that's kind of my training, but really any guitarist that is interested in just sort of working on their musicianship in different ways, either technically or ear training and all that stuff. That's what I'm trying to do. All right. I'll let you know how the marathon went, and see you soon. Okay. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.